Well, Lord, we know their day of 4th of July leisure work was gone. We had to work. And it's hard to believe, but we'd plow corn out of the crib because the roast airs was hitting us in the face and shoulders as we'd go down through there. And to get out into the row, we'd have to stop and take our foot and push all the feed roots off that corn off. It would clean the shank of the plow off. And then we had a lot of acres in. We kept made plenty of corn, but according to the standards then, we were plowing corn out of the crib and didn't realize it. Even up to the day, present day, about twice all they ever plowed the corn. And Daddy wanted that plowed. Every time he'd see a cuckleberry, he wanted it plowed. He wanted it plowed. And now then, they haven't got away from that stuff. That's ancient times. Now then, they plow about twice, fertilize it good, and lay it down. And we always raise plenty of watermelons. We pile the watermelons up, haul around, feed in a wagon. And our friends and mothers, sisters, and all in Piedmont, well, Daddy just invite them to come up and get watermelons. They'd come up and load the car down with watermelons. But we had a big spring. We'd have to water the mules down, and we'd come in out of the field at dinner. And we'd water them, dip water out of the spring for them, they'd waller. We'd eat our lunch, take about 45 minutes for dinner. And then we'd get back, start plowing them mules. We had six, eight mules we plowed. And then we'd drop down after we got that little tractor. We didn't have to work the mules as hard. But we had a lot of cattle. It took a lot of people, a lot of us to keep the fences going. And the ditches cleaned out and the stables cleaned out and the lot cleaned out and everything. There was work to do all the time. And they got on up there in the ninth grade or tenth grade. If it come in the rain, I'd have to go to the sawmill. And I'm as tall as lumber when I was 14 years old. On Saturday night, if we wasn't working in the field, Mr. Anderson didn't even have a driver's license. But I'd haul lumber to West 15th Street, Model City Lumber Company, West 15th Street there in Anderson. Mm-hmm. And, of course, when Pearl Harbor was bombed, I was a junior. And I was still in school, and I never had heard the word Pearl Harbor till that was flashed on the radio. Never had heard the word Pearl Harbor. Nobody at school didn't know what it was all about. They didn't know what to talk about. They said, well, they said it went bomb Pearl Harbor. I don't know where it's at. You know, that was a big deal to us little kids. And then, of course, I finished in 42. But they...
After you graduated, what'd you do?
Well, come graduation night, I was privileged to marry my childhood sweetheart. We married about an hour before graduation. And one of her sisters and a Sanford girl were the witnesses to it. Then we went up to her mother's house, ate supper. Then we went over to my brother's and stayed the first night we were married over at brother's. And then the next day, of course, she had already met my mother and daddy previously to that and everything. And we went down to daddy's house. And anyhow, meantime, he'd moved into Piedmont at that time. And I soon got me a job in the textile mill, and my wife did too. And we lived until we got Render's apartments out. And we worked there until my wife passed away in 1952 due to heart, congenital heart disease, I think is what they said it was. And then, of course, I had to break up housekeeping and move back in the house with Mom and Daddy. And then Daddy died February, and my wife died in November. He died the following February. And then, of course, Mother lived on to 1969. And then she passed away. And then I loafed around till I married Imogene. Of course.
Tell me about your work in the textile mill.
All right. After we were married, I got a job in the textile mill. And I worked second shift. Worked in the twisters and spooler room. That's where they take off these big warps and wind it down into thread. And the spoolers were where the women were winding off of the big spools down onto bobbins. And it went from the bobbins then to the twisters. And it was a good job, but well, it is in Piedmont. Well, he knew it was in Piedmont, I enjoyed my work in there. I worked about 4.5 to 5 years, I guess. So got laid off on seniority. They began to put in new machines, and that eliminated jobs. And then the newest hands with the least seniority were the first to be laid off. And then, she had to leave the department on account of her health. And I worked on that until I was laid off.
Did you find he was working with a lot more women than?
It was about equal, I guess. It's about as many men as there were women. They a lot of times they had two people for each job because some of them were bad layout, and it was considered part of the war years on the following up of it. And then they got, as I said, new machinery, which one machine would do the work of maybe two of the other older machines that they were replacing. And so finally that got where they had a big layoff. Of course, I got caught up in the layoff, me being a new hand. But I enjoyed that. It was nice to work in. It was a good place to work, good and warm. And, of course, in the dry, you could work rain or shine. And I liked that part. But that had to come to an end but during the, when I got laid off. And now then, one man owns the whole cotton mill. It's been sold. And I think they're contemplating on making some plants, other plants for it, and the way I understand it. Some little talk about a hosiery mill. I've heard a little speak about a hosiery mill is planning on trying to get part of the space for their work there. I wish something would come along to employ all the people that work there, even, you know what I mean. And Piedmont has got some more manufacturing plants. There's Darcy and Bostrom Playtex, I guess, on Fifth Avenue, Willis Chen Chain. That was on Fifth Avenue, and they got one on 278 Mill now.
After you worked in the test, after you were laid off, what'd you do?
I believe Brother and I bought a service station.
Did you make any money?
No, but worked hard. Well, we made a living, but it wasn't as much money to be made as a person can make now. But it was hard work. I was staying at home and enjoyed it. But I enjoyed the work. I've always had to work, but some I like better than others. But that was hard work. But I did enjoy it. And then, later on, I worked with the butane propane company, Jordan Gates Company, out of Center, Alabama. I worked over there about approximately 5 years. Then I worked with a contractor at Banner, was modifying Jeep seats and structure on the frame, putting them brackets and stuff like that. And that, of course, we knew that was just temporary, and that worked down for about 22 months, I think. It was 14,000 some few Jeeps that we went through to inspect the gas tanks and the brackets on them and everything. That lasted 22 months, and the man finally told us to slow down, said we're doing too much. The man from Michigan, he said we were doing as much again, almost doubling what they were doing elsewhere in a whole lot less time. And so he told us to get back and don't do no 25, do 15 a day or something like that. He said, cut down like the rest of them. Said, y'all doing more than they're doing at those other plants that haven't done the same thing as y'all are. See, the Jeeps were new and in storage, and American Motor Company wanted their money for them. And the government wanted the gas tanks to be checked for corrosion in there, and then they had found a weakness on one of the springs over at the right back wheel, a weakness in the weld of the framework come up over the axle. They had a quality control inspectors there, and if they inspect them, and if they could get the feeler gauge through there, they wanted a new bracket put on it to reinforce that frame just on the right back axle over the right back wheel. And of course, the gas tanks, with all that corrosion and hardware on them, we had to replace them with new, they call it new harness. If the tank was corroded, we'd jerk that harness off. The harness wouldn't be corroded itself, we'd just the tanks. And we'd put the tanks right back on. I guess it's, well, about almost as half and half. About half the tanks had to be brackets on them, and maybe half of them with the gas tanks corroded on them. And we just, the other gas, of course, was working for the government there. We were not employed by the government, but working in their premises, and we'd stack up gas tanks out there, and anybody wanted to come get them. And, and after that, I think I went to work for the State Highway Department. Mm-hmm. And I worked there until I retired.
Do you remember the day the war ended?
I don't know if I can recall the exact day or not. It's 45. I'm not for sure about the date now. You throw me a new angle there. I'm not sure I can recall that exact date. But I think it was in 45. You might could add that date in there if you could recall it, because I can't. And day of the bombing of Hiroshima, that was that first atom bomb that was dropped. And I didn't know, of course, didn't know anything until after it was all over with, but then I read where they'd made preparations for several months. It had to be secret, I guess, and everything. And they did it, and their theory was to save American lives and shorten the war. And that brought Japan down right pretty soon after that, because hundreds of thousands of them were killed and died later. And then I reckon, let's see, wasn't it Nagasaki where the other blast was on Nagasaki? And that wasn't, I don't think it killed as many as the first one, but all together it just brought Japan to the knees right quick. And they all said that was done to shorten the war and save American lives. But I can't speak on that because I don't know anything about that. But that was what the newspapers all played up to shorten the war to save lives.
What did you can you remember when you read in the newspaper about the Jewish concentration camps
and how the Germans were killing Jews? Yeah, it was horrible. And every time you pick up a newspaper, they'd find more evidence of where they just slaughtered Jews by the thousands. Had them in concentration camps, and I think according to the paper and the news out, they gassed a lot of them, poison gas. You know, had them in this concentration camp, and they claim that they'd just move out big batches of them, and then they were seen them over, and so evidently they were all pretty well slaughtered if they could do that easily, and there's no doubt there's thousands of them killed and all that we never did hear about, of course, and their families maybe not know about it, but that's, I guess they said it was war, but it's inhuman, that's the way it was.
Did anybody you knew have to go fight?
Oh yeah, lots of them. I knew lots of them that had to go fight out of my schoolroom and out of the school. Our principal did. Mr. Frank Stewart went. His wife went into the waves, and there's lots of them. Conway boy I was in school with, the Mitchell boy I was in school with, and there's two or three of them got killed that was in my class, and I didn't have to go. I'm thankful for that, even though we were on the farm, and if they'd have called me, I'd have went, because I mean that's the object of it. If they called you up, see, we were on the farm, and I'm sure that's what kept me out. Mm. And lots of them that didn't farm and all, they were the ones that went in, you know, that day. And it was horrible. Of course, the papers they displayed it big, you know, and everything, like the bombing of Pearl Harbor, how that was exploded and everything. Well, Hiroshima and Nagasaki, that was exploded too. And then the Jews, the Germans just killing the Jews by the thousands. And the Russians probably did some of it. I don't know, didn't know, of course, but the Germans were the guilty party of it. And they're just trying to annihilate them. Well, Hitler, he was pretty ruthless.
Mr. Stewart, when he went, who replaced him? Who was president?
Well, it was the end, near the end of school, and I don't think, I believe, I ain't for sure who replaced. They didn't nobody replace until school was during school. It was almost out, and the next year, it might have been. I'm not going to say. I can't recall.